Pat McCutcheon wants your vote in the upcoming BC provincial election. McCutcheon, a retired engineer, is running as the Green Party candidate for Surrey Cloverdale. He said the high cost of living, climate change, and the steady decline in services that are available to Surreyites over the last three decades all drove him into politics in his quest to effect meaningful change. "I've watched the healthcare situation in Surrey deteriorate," said McCutcheon, who has lived in Cloverdale for more than 20 years. "I've watched the public education system collapse. I've watched housing affordability go through the roof, the cost of living, and of course climate change." He said he got involved with the BC Greens in 2019 because of his concerns over climate change. He said the party also has a lot of very progressive and innovative ideas that could help fix problems with affordable housing, healthcare, and public education. McCutcheon's been frustrated with successive provincial governments for 30 years. "It doesn't matter which party we're talking about, they take a reactive approach to the concerns and the demands that are on the various social services, like healthcare and public education," he explained. "Take public education, for instance. We know what the growth rate is in this city. We know there are 15,000 new people coming into Surrey each year. We know the neighborhoods that are being built out. City Hall has developed 5 to 10 year plans for those neighborhoods. But our provincial government waits until the student population shows up, so the day the doors open on that new school, they've got to drop another 4 portables on that property." He added the answer is to build the schools based on growth projections. "It's unacceptable to me that we have about 400 portables in Surrey." McCutcheon said his party will solve the family doctor crisis in BC with a new hub model. He noted 900,000 people in BC don't have family doctors. "We do not have a shortage of family doctors in the province," he explained. "In fact, we've got 6,600 family doctors. It's just that about 2,500 of them, or so, don't want to work in a family doctor practice because they don't want all the hassles that come with running a small business. They want to practice medicine." He said while red tape and business management woes are preventing many family doctors from opening their own practices. He said the BC Greens have a unique approach to solve the problem. "We're proposing what are known as community healthcare units," McCutcheon explained. "These are team-based facilities, much like high schools where the government provides the infrastructure, the administration, and the maintenance." He said the government would open them and run them and hire all the staff and doctors. He said the doctor's only responsibility would be to practice medicine. The plan would be for each big area to have one. In Surrey's case, that would mean one for each of its 5 neighborhoods. In terms of the high cost of living facing many British Columbians, McCutcheon said his party would address that too. "The BC Greens are proposing the following," he said. "Overhaul the income tax system, shifting the burden more on to the high-income earners. Low and middle-income earners would receive significant tax breaks, while the high-income earners would pay more." He said this will help to reverse the accelerating income and wealth gap in the province. "Introduce a windfall tax on oil and gas companies," he added. 29 countries around the world have done this. He said his party would raise the qualifying income level on rental assistance programs such as SAFER and RAP, if elected. "The Green Party brings progressive, evidence-based policies to the table," McCutcheon added. "They will definitely improve our situation for a lot of the issues in BC. We don't need to do things the way they've been done for the last 4 years. There are better way to do things." McCutcheon joins BC NDP incumbent Mike Starchik, BC United candidate Dr. Claudine Stornis-Bliss, and surprise BC Conservative candidate Eleanor Sturco in what political commentators say will be a hotly contested riding over the next 4 months in the run-up to the 2024 BC provincial election. In terms of the next election, the riding of Surrey-Cloverdale has changed a little. The western portion, from Highway 15 west, including West Cloverdale, is now part of the new riding of Surrey-Serpentine River. The provincial election will be held October 19, 2024.